SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, a runoff vote to be held in Iran after low voter turnout. Cyber protection increased for Australia's healthcare sector. And in cricket, India crowned T20 World Cup champions. Good morning from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Assam Al-Ghad. Iran will hold a runoff presidential election to replace the late president Ibrahim Raisi after the top candidates failed to secure an outright win. This election had the lowest turnout of 40% affected by boycotts. Voter frustration has been driven by economic woes, tensions in the Middle East, and mass protests, including over the death of Mahsa Amini. The 22-year-old died in police custody in 2022 after being arrested for allegedly not wearing her hijab properly. The runoff election to be held on Friday will pit a little-known reformist, Masoud Pezeshkian, against a hardline former nuclear negotiator, Saeed Jalili. Mr. Pezeshkian says the treatment of women is an issue he wants to look at.
Hijab is something that we need to address according to the law. But no inhuman or invasive behaviour should be made against our girls, daughters, and mothers.
This is only the second time since the 1979 revolution that a presidential election has gone to a second round. As has been the case since the 1979 revolution, women and those calling for radical change have been barred from running, while the vote itself will have no oversight from internationally recognized monitors. Home Affairs and Cybersecurity Minister Claire O'Neill has announced a $6.4 million funding allocation to pilot a new intelligence center and upgrade cyber protections for the healthcare system. The model is already used in the banking and finance industry to share successful responses and preventative measures on cyber threats. Ms. O'Neill says Australia's healthcare is a vulnerability trifecta when it comes to being targeted by cyber criminals. She says healthcare providers tend to hold highly sensitive data, and they often struggle with building and funding strong cyber protections. The federal government says it is also looking at implementing the model for other high-risk sectors. Fire and Rescue New South Wales Commissioner Jeremy Futrell has issued a renewed warning about the dangers of using outdoor barbecues or heaters indoors. A family of five are alive after using a charcoal barbecue from their balcony as heating indoors. All five people inhaled poisonous carbon monoxide at a unit in the western Sydney suburb of Wentworthville. Emergency services responded within minutes and family members were transported to hospital where they are in a stable condition. Firefighters say the carbon monoxide levels inside the unit were more than four times the dangerous limit. Neighbor Gaurav Chauhan says he's thankful the family survived.
They fainted and they had some breathing issues. I was like in a shock initially. Like, yeah, it's good that, you know, they got help at the right time. Things could have gone pretty bad.
Torres Strait Islander sculptor Toby Cedar says the experience of being involved in the Cairns Indigenous Art Fair has been inspiring. The four-day event has wrapped with 30,000 visitors traveling to the region for the event. The 15th edition of the event celebrates First Nations art and fashion with a focus on remembering the past and listening to country. Mr. Cedar says sharing story through art is important to keep culture alive for his sons and future generations.
It's not only for me, it's for them as well. And the importance of that is that they are strong within themselves on who they are. What I know and is passed down from elders, passed down to me, I pass on to you. Because without our elders, they are knowledge, they are book. Also, networking around here with other artists, it's inspiring.
In cricket, India have beaten South Africa by 7 runs in a heart-stopping final to win the 2020 World Cup in Bridgetown, Barbados. Electing to bat on a dry surface at the Kensington Oval, 2007 champions India overcame a top-order meltdown to post a competitive 7-176. Up against it, Virat Kohli struck his first 50 of this World Cup, and Akshar Patel smashed 47 to power India to a healthy total. Anrich Norjaya and Keshav Maharaj claimed 2 wickets apiece for South Africa. The Proteas then suffered a top-order collapse of their own, but Quinton de Kock and Tristan Stubbs put their chase back on track. Heinrich Claassen counterattacked in spectacular fashion, but India's impeccable death-overs bowling restricted South Africa to 8-169. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.